Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinking guru. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? Thoughts barreling through at warp speed, leaving you exhausted and frazzled? You're not alone. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information, demands, and expectations. It's no wonder our minds crave a little sanctuary, a safe space to recharge and find some peace. That's exactly what we're diving into today, creating a haven for both your mind and body. Think of it as building a mental fortress, brick by brick, where you can finally let go of the noise and just be. First things first, boundaries. No, I don't mean those awkward conversations with your in-laws, though good luck with those. I'm talking about setting limits on what enters your mind and body. Think social media. That endless scroll can suck you right into the vortex of comparison and anxiety. Maybe it's time to schedule digital detox hours, where you unplug completely and reconnect with the real world. Maybe it's turning off notifications or unfollowing accounts that leave you feeling drained. Remember, you have the power to curate your online experience. Next up, mindfulness. This isn't just about meditation, although that can be a great tool. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings. Ever notice how we often find ourselves on autopilot, eating mindlessly while scrolling through our phones, or rushing through conversations without truly listening? By practicing mindfulness, you break free from those automatic patterns and start to savor each experience, big or small. It could be as simple as taking a few deep breaths before starting your day, paying attention to the taste of your food, or noticing the beauty in a sunrise. Speaking of being present, let's talk about physical self-care. It's not just about hitting the gym, although that's fantastic. Think nourishing foods that fuel your body, gentle stretches that release tension, and getting enough sleep. Because trust me, a well-rested mind is a happy mind. Now, here's where it gets really personal. Journaling. I know, you might be thinking, another chore? But hear me out. Journaling isn't just about writing down your to-do list, although that can be helpful. It's about pouring your heart out on paper, exploring your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as a safe space to vent, brainstorm, or simply reflect. You might be surprised by the clarity and insights you uncover when you give yourself permission to just write. Finally, let's talk community. We are social creatures, hardwired for connection. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, support your dreams, and make you feel good about yourself. That could mean spending time with loved ones, joining a club or group based on your interests, or simply making an effort to connect with someone new. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a woman constantly bombarded by deadlines, emails, and the pressure to have it all. She felt overwhelmed, anxious, and like she was drowning in a sea of to-dos. Then, she decided to create her own safe space. She set boundaries by limiting social media time and saying no to commitments that drained her energy. She started practicing mindfulness through short meditations and paying attention to the little joys in each day. Sarah also made journaling a regular habit, pouring out her anxieties and aspirations onto paper. And she actively sought out supportive friends who understood her journey. Slowly but surely, Sarah started feeling lighter, calmer, and more empowered. She realized that creating a safe space wasn't about escaping the world, it was about cultivating inner peace and resilience so she could navigate it with grace and strength. So, my friend, remember, your mind and body deserve a haven. It's not selfish to prioritize your well-being. Take action today, set those boundaries, practice mindfulness, nourish yourself, write it out, and connect with your tribe. You've got this. And remember, you can always find more episodes of Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind right here. I'll be dropping new insights daily to help you navigate the wild ride of life with a clear mind and a calm heart. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.